This Day in History. Today is Monday, 28th of the Iranian month of Tir, 1395 Solar Hijri, corresponding to 13th of the Islamic month of Shawwal, 1437 Lunar Hijri, and July 18th, 2016 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. ...1,654 solar years ago, on this day in 362 AD, Roman Emperor Julian the Apostate, who renounced Christianity and reverted to paganism, arrived at the Syrian city of Antioch, currently in Turkey, with an expeditionary force of 60,000 and stayed there for 9 months to launch a war on the Persian Empire, which after initial success in Iraq, resulted in his defeat and death in the Battle of Samarra. General Jovian was declared Roman Emperor and had to make a humiliating peace with Sassanid Emperor Shapur II by ceding 5 provinces to the Iranians and pledging against interfering in the affairs of Armenia. The victory of Shapur II, known as Zolaktaf or Broad Shoulder to the Arabs for his conquest years earlier of Yamama in Najd in the desert interior of Arabia, is represented in the rock carvings in Bishapur near Kazerun in Fars province, where under the hooves of the Persian emperor's horse lies the body of Roman Emperor Julian, while a supplicant Roman, that is new Emperor Jovian, begs for peace. ...1,300 solar years ago, on this day in 716 AD, Muhammad ibn Qasim, the Arab governor of Iran, on behalf of his tyrannical uncle and father-in-law, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, and conqueror of Sindh in present-day Pakistan, was killed at the age of 20 as a result of imprisonment and torture ordered by the new Umayyad caliph, Suleiman ibn Abdul Malik, a bitter enemy of the bloodthirsty Hajjaj. Among the reasons for Muhammad ibn Qasim's ruthless campaign to seize Sindh and to try to push into India was the refuge offered by the local rulers to Iranians and Arab Muslims, fleeing the reign of terror of Hajjaj, on whose death 50,000 men and women, mostly followers of the Prophet's household, were found in the prisons. ...1,243 lunar years ago, on this day in 194 AH, the famous Iranian Sunni Muslim compiler of Hadith, Muhammad ibn Ismail ibn Ibrahim ibn Bardizbah ben Bazabeh Bukhari, was born in the Iranian city of Bukhara in what is now Uzbekistan, in a family which before conversion to Islam was either Zoroastrian or Jewish. He started collecting Hadith from anyone who could relate. In his late teens, along with his brother and mother, he traveled to Mecca for pilgrimage. After visiting the centers of learning, exchanging information on Hadith from over 1,000 persons and recording more than 600,000 narrations, he returned to his hometown after a 16-year absence. Here he compiled his Al-Jame as-Sahih, which is revered as Sahih Bukhari by Sunni Muslims and contains 7,275 Hadith selected as per his inclination. Although he has acknowledged some of the unparalleled merits of the Ahlul Bayt, he did not visit the rightful heirs of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, or met their disciples for precise information on authentic hadith. It is claimed that it was fear of the wrath of the Abbasid regime that made him omit any hadith related from such an outstanding authority as the Prophet's sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, but he felt no inhibitions to include in his so-called Sahih narrations from dubious persons, even avowed enemies of the Prophet's household. In 250 AH, he settled in Nishapur in Khorasan following his expulsion from Bukhara for issuing a weird fatwa against the letter and spirit of the Sharia that persons drinking the milk of the same cow, goat, or donkey are foster siblings and hence ineligible for marriage with each other. He died at the age of 62 while on a visit to Khartang, a village near Samarkand. ...1,092 solar years ago, on this day in 924 AD, the powerful Abbasid vizier Abul Hassan Ali ibn Muhammad ibn al-Farad was executed along with his son al-Muhassin at the age of 69 following his deposition, mainly because of his military failures against the Qarmatian revolt. He served three times as vizier under Caliph al-Muqtadir, despite being a follower of the Ahlul Bayt of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Intelligent and well-educated, Ali emerged into prominence as an able fiscal administrator and deputy to his older brother Ahmad. Eventually, he came to lead one of the two major court factions during Muqtadir's caliphate, the Banu al-Farad, the other being the group led by the commander-in-chief, Munis al-Muzaffar, and the vizier Ali ibn Isa al-Jarrah, a convert from Christianity. He had played an important role in the selection of Muqtadir as caliph in 908, going on to serve as vizier in 908 to 912, during which time he succeeded in reincorporating Fars province in central Iran into the Abbasid caliphate and to restore a measure of authority over the Sajids of Azerbaijan. After a second tenure in 917 to 918, he was imprisoned by his successor and was released in 923, becoming vizier for the third and last time soon after. Ibn al-Farad distinguished himself as an able administrator committed to the reform of state revenues without oppression. At the same time, his primary loyalty was not to the Abbasid regime, but to the progress of his followers, who form almost a 12-er Shia secret political religious party. ...821 solar years ago, on this day in 1195 AD, the Battle of Alarcos in Spain resulted in a resounding victory for the Almohadin ruler Abu Yusuf Yaqub al-Mansur over King Alfonso VIII of Castile. It resulted in the retreat of the Christian forces to Toledo, while the Muslims liberated the occupied regions of Trujillo, Montanches, and Talavera. In 1189, Yaqub al-Mansur had returned from Marrakesh in North Africa to fight the Portuguese, who, as part of a Christian alliance, had occupied the region of Silves. He liberated the area and started consolidating Muslim rule in Spain. After the resounding victory in the Battle of Alarcos, he went back to North Africa and, as a result of ill health, lost interest in the affairs of the Iberian Peninsula. He died in February 1199, and his death encouraged the Christians to gather mercenaries from different parts of Europe to attack and harass the Spanish Muslims once again. ...726 solar years ago, on this day in 1290 AD, King Edward I of England issued the Edict of Expulsion, banishing all Jews, which numbered around 16,000. The expulsion was culmination of over 200 years of conflict between Christians and Jews on the matter of usury, for which the Israelites are still notorious. Moreover, the Christians deeply resented the slandering of Jesus and his Virgin Mother Mary by the Jews. The Edict of Expulsion lasted 350 years, during which Jews were not allowed to set foot on the soil of England until it was overturned by Oliver Cromwell, who made the fatal mistake of inviting Jews to England. ...726 674 solar years ago, on this day in 1342 AD, Sheikh Hasan Juri, one of the leaders of the Sarbedaran movement, was martyred in the Battle of Zavan near Torbat-e-Haydariyeh in Khorasan because of disunity in his ranks. He was killed by traitors among his own forces rather than by the opposite side led by Mu'izzuddin Hussein, the ruler of the Karti dynasty of what is now Western Afghanistan. The Sarbedar movement was launched by Imami religious scholar Sheikh Khalifa Mazandarani against the repressive rule of the Ilkhanid Mongols, especially the local governor Togha Timur, who was notorious for his cruelty and high taxation of the people. The movement, which was mostly made up of the downtrodden, was centered in Sabzawar, from where it spread to other cities. Its charismatic leaders included Hasan Juri and later Ali Muayyad, all of whom revived the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. For over 50 years, the Sarbedar, a Persian term meaning heads bound on gallows to signify their readiness for martyrdom, ruled most of Khorasan, although not on dynastic basis. They're regarded as their spiritual leader, Sheikh Muhammad Jamaluddin Al-Makki Al-Amili of what is now Lebanon, who was later martyred in his homeland by the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt and is known Shahid al-Awwal, or the first martyr. When Amir Timur swept from Central Asia across Iran, ending the Ilkhani dynasty, he respected the Sarbedaran and appointed many Sabzawaris to high posts. ...625 solar years ago, on this day in 1391 AD, Amir Timur defeated Toktamish of the Golden Horde in present-day Southeast Russia in the Battle of Kondurka River. The two Turkic warlords fought each other for over a decade in the Caucasus, Turkestan, and Eastern Europe. Timur had earlier helped Toktamish to assume supreme power in the White Horde against the latter's uncle, Oruz Khan. Toktamish thus united the White and Blue Hordes to form the Golden Horde and launched a massive military campaign against the Russian principalities in 1381-82 to restore Turco-Tartar power as far as Lithuania, which he defeated in 1383. He then cast eyes on the Caucasus, Iran, and Central Asia and turned against his old ally Timur, who decisively routed him in the Battle of the Terek River in 1395. ...526 lunar years ago, on this day, 911 AH, the famous jurisprudent Sheikh Zainuddin al-Jubay al-Amili, known as Shahid Thani or the second martyr, was born in Jabal Amel in Lebanon. He had some connection with Tus in Khorasan because he occasionally signed his name as Atusi al-Shami, the second part pertaining to Greater Syria, since Lebanon, like Palestine and Jordan, is actually a part of Syria. He visited Egypt, Hejaz, Damascus, Beit al-Maqaddas, Iraq, and Istanbul in pursuit of knowledge and studied under both Sunni and Shiite Muslim ulema. He became a mujtahid at the age of 33 and taught at the Nuriya Islamic School according to the five schools of Islamic jurisprudence, that is Ja'fari, Hanafi, Shafi'i, Maliki, and Hanbali. Apart from proficiency in jurisprudence, he was well versed in theology, philosophy, gnosis, medicine, and astronomy. A man of piety, known for his austere way of life, his students have recorded in his biography that he maintained his family by selling wood that he cut during the nights and then sat to teach during the day. Some pseudo-ulema adverse to Islamic unity conspired against him, labeled false accusations, and complained to the Ottoman Sultan. In mid-Ramadan, 965 AH, he was brutally beheaded on his way to see the Sultan, and a shrine was built by Turkmens on the site as they realized his stature. His assassin was killed on the Sultan's orders. He is the author of several books, but his greatest work is the commentary he wrote on the jurisprudential manual, Lum'at al-Dimashqiyya of the first martyr, Muhammad Jamal al-Din al-Makki al-Amili, titled Al-Rawdha al-Bahiyya fi al-Sharh al-Lum'at al-Dimashqiyya. Solar years ago, on this day in 1783 AD, the English astronomer William Herschel discovered the nature of galaxies. He observed the stars with a telescope, invented and proved that the Milky Way galaxy consists of stars, while the solar system is also part of this galaxy. He also discovered the planet Uranus. Solar years ago, on this day in 1817 AD, English author Jane Austen died at the age of 41. Her works of romantic fiction made her one of the most widely read writers. Her realism, biting irony, and social commentary have gained her historical importance among scholars and critics. Among her best works are Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice, and Emma. Lunar years ago, on this day in 1323 AH, Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Taha passed away at the age of 83. Born in Holy Najaf in Iraq, he acquired knowledge under the prominent scholar Sheikh Murtaza Ansari Desfuli. He was a polymath in theology, principles of theology, hadith, and exegesis of the Holy Quran. He has left behind several books, including an annotation on Ma'alim al-Usul. Lunar years ago, on this day in 1338 AH, Ayatollah Mirza Muhammad Taghi Shirazi issued a fatwa for jihad against the British invaders of Iraq following the occupation of Basra and Baghdad during World War I. Known as the Revolution of the 1920s, the edict united Iraqis who initially inflicted defeats on the British army until crushed by the superior firepower of the invaders. The British martyred Ayatollah Mirza Taghi Shirazi through poisoning, exiled to Iran, Sheikh Kashif al-Ghita and Sheikh Muhammad Khalisi, and installed in Baghdad an imported king, Faisal, a son of the British agent of Hejaz, Sharif Hussein. Solar years ago, on this day in 1918, Nelson Mandela, lawyer and politician, and first president of South Africa, was born in the village of Mvezo in Umtata, then a part of South Africa's Cape Province. His patrilineal great-grandfather, Negubengkuka, was ruler of the Thembu people in the Transkeian territories of South Africa's modern Eastern Cape Province. After university and degree in law, settled in Johannesburg and became involved in anti-colonial politics by joining the African National Congress, ANC. After the Afrikaner minority government established apartheid in 1948, he rose to prominence in the ANC's 1952 defiance campaign and was repeatedly arrested. In 1963, he was convicted of conspiracy to overthrow the apartheid regime and sentenced to life. In 1990, he was released after 27 years in prison. In 1991, he reached an agreement with the white minority regime for ending the apartheid system, and in 1994, after holding of the first multiracial elections, Mandela was elected as the first black president of South Africa. He stepped down from office in 1999 and died in 2013. 91 solar years ago, on this day in 1925 AD, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler published My Struggle. He wrote this autobiographical manifesto as National Socialist leader serving a prison sentence. In this book, which was widely received by the public, Hitler outlined his political ideology and future plans. Fifty-seven lunar years ago, on this day in 1380 AH, the source of emulation or marja, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Hossein Borujerdi, passed away in Holy Qom at the age of 88 and was laid to rest in the mausoleum of Hazrat Fatemeh Masumeh, peace be upon her. Born in Borujerd in a scholarly family, descended from Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace be upon him, the Prophet's elder grandson, he completed his higher studies in Holy Najaf under prominent ulema such as Ahun Mullah Muhammad Kazim Khorasani, Ayatollah Sheikh al-Sharia Isfahani, and Allama Sayyid Kazim Yazdi. On his return to Iran, he became head of the Qom Seminary. He promoted teachings of the Ahlul Bayt abroad by sending Sayyid Muhaqqiqi to Hamburg, Germany, Aghai Shariat to Karachi, Pakistan, Al-Faqihi to Medina, and Sayyid Musa Assad to Lebanon. Established cordial relations with Mahmoud Shaltut, the Grand Sheikh of Egypt's Al-Azhar Seminary. Together, the two scholars established in Cairo the Center for Proximity among Islamic Schools of Jurisprudence. Shaltut issued a famous fatwa accepting the Shia faith as one of the recognized sects of Islam. Grand Ayatollah Borujerdi opposed the Pahlavi regime's agrarian policies since it disrupted the fabric of rural life and eroded religious institutions. He groomed a large number of scholars such as Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Reza Golpaygani, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Sistani, Grand Ayatollah Lutfullah Safi Golpaygani, Grand Ayatollah Muhammad Fazil Ankarani, Grand Ayatollah Nasser Makarem Shirazi, Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari, Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Husseini Beheshti, etc. Thirty-six solar years ago, on this day in 1980, the renowned Islamic scholar and literary figure Jalal ad-Din Homai passed away. Born in Isfahan in a virtuous family, he started learning under his father and after attending the seminaries, attained the status of ijtihad. He was a polymath in literature, philosophy, jurisprudence, theology, and astronomy. He groomed numerous students and was a prolific writer. Among his books is The History of Iran's Literature. He also prepared school and university textbooks on literature and Islamic teachings. Thirty solar years ago on this day, 1986, the Iranian researcher Sayyid Mohammad Taghi Modarres Razavi passed away at the age of 91. He studied religious sciences, literature, and modern humanities. On establishment of Tehran University, he became head of the College of Rational and Traditional Sciences, as well as the College of Literature and Humanities. He researched and edited several classical Persian works, such as Tarikh Bukhara and Mujmal at-Tawarikh. And finally, four solar years ago, on this day in 2012, Iranian meteorologist and academic Mohammad Hassan Ganji passed away in Tehran at the age of 100. Born in Birjand in southern Khorasan, he is called the father of modern geography in Iran. Ganji established the Iran Meteorology Organization in 1955 and served as the head of Iran's Department General of Meteorology from 1956 to 1968.